Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have any of you ever seen the movie Jason and the Argonauts? It was one of my favorites when I was growing up, and when I showed my son Noah, he really took to it and loved that movie. It's filled with all of that great Ray Harryhausen stop motion anime. Oh, wonderful stuff. There's a scene in the movie where the evil king sows dragon's teeth on the ground. And from where those dragon's teeth are sown, up rises a skeleton warrior to fight Jason and all his valiant friends. Now, these fighting skeletons were always been a reminder to me of our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, where we stand in that valley of dry bones. From Ezekiel's description, we hear those bones rattling and coming together, which is kind of creepy, but also kind of reminds me of those skeletons rising up from out of the ground. But you see, the amazing thing is this. These images in Ezekiel, they're not meant to frighten us. They're not meant to terrify us. These images in Ezekiel are meant to bring us hope. Now, to be honest, a valley filled with bones is not very inviting or hope-filled. I've seen, maybe we've all seen, photographs of mass graves unearthed where bones are scattered all over. And those images just make me intensely sad, as well as frustrated that it happened, aggravated that we can't stop things like that. In today's Old Testament reading, Ezekiel hears that the bones in this valley are God's people. And at the beginning, God asks of him, can these bones live? You see, our reading from Ezekiel today is a parable or a metaphor describing the state of God's people, both in Israel, but also us today. We hear from this story that on their own, God's people are dead, dried up, forgotten, and they feel abandoned. That was Israel. When Ezekiel was active as a prophet, this was during the time of exile. They had been dragged away from their homeland. They felt dead and wasted and cut off completely. Now we can feel